sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We head into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now here on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you each and every day, getting you caught up to speed on everything happening in your world. And we heard in there the promo about the hurricane, and of course we are your hurricane headquarters. And right now we do have a disturbance that has now formed into a tropical storm out in the Gulf. It's Brett, the second named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season for this year, currently with max sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. And if you haven't seen it yet, we have posted what the cone of uncertainty has as of a couple of hours ago this afternoon. Of course, it's very early on, but right now what they are tracking at the National Hurricane Center is that Brett, by around midday Wednesday, will strengthen into a hurricane and continue in a general north-northwest track towards the Dominican Republic. And just before landfall, they predict that the storm will weaken back into a tropical storm at around Saturday afternoon and make landfall in the Dominican Republic. So again, that is the early track, subject to change hourly and certainly as the days go on. So we certainly want to be on guard here. It's a bit unseasonable for a storm to come off the coast of West Africa and push westward. Normally that doesn't happen until later on in the middle of a peak season. But here we are as we have now a second named storm in Brett's. Other top three stories today. Just a harrowing situation for five people on board a mini sub that are missing somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. Five people were on board this tourist submarine. Cost $250,000 a seat for three people to go out to the site of the Titanic. It's an eight-day trip, and according to the Coast Guard, this submarine lost communication about an hour and a half into its dive down to the depths of the Atlantic Ocean. So the Coast Guard says that the people on board have about 72 hours, give or take, of oxygen support. So the race is literally against time to try to locate the submarine, get it back to the surface in time for these people to survive. So just a very scary situation there. One of the leading stories around the world today. Also, former President Trump being ordered not to disclose evidence relating to his classified documents case. The federal judge ordered him to not release information from the case with reporters or on social media. It also does, though, allow Trump to see evidence collected in the case, but only in the presence of his attorneys. That is a look at our top three stories today. 6:15 now, Gracie has a look at the roads and weather.
Our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. We do still have a flood watch in effect until the end of this evening, so just keep that in mind. And taking a look at the live weather at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some heavier rain making its way into Pensacola, but it does look like, as Joe was saying last hour, kind of dying down right when it gets to the Florida-Alabama border and getting into northwest Florida. So we are going to be seeing a rain for the rest of this evening, but it doesn't look like right now that it's going to be as bad as what we've been seeing, you know, the past all last week, basically. If you do see anything else on the roads, you have any other details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
And a lot of flooding over in southern Alabama, and looked like it was a bit worse over in Destin today. But here in Pensacola, so far, so good. Hope it stays that way. Taking a look at some local headlines we heard this morning from Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, following up on the poisoning incident at the Nico Hibachi restaurant earlier this month. County investigators, they questioned and cleared one employee last week, but it at least kind of sounds like that there is the possibility that no charges will be filed.
If somebody went inside, tampered with something, if you don't have cameras on the food source and things like that, then it's going to be hard to prove.
For now, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office and others are continuing to look into what happened. Johnson says they still have the full cooperation of the restaurant and ownership there. An organization that serves mentally disabled children in Escambia County says somebody broke into their building over the weekend at their facility on Nine Mile Road, stole some of the mission-critical tools. This at the Miracle League of Pensacola. Some of the equipment that was stolen include a miter saw, air compressor, some hand tools as well. The sheriff's office is asking if anybody has any information on that to please give them a call. Over in Santa Rosa County, the former chairman of the Marine Advisory Committee says he did not resign from the board. Rather, he was removed and replaced with no notice. Pasco Gibson addressed the commissioners today, which prompted Commissioner James Calkins to question the decision and to make a motion for his reinstatement. Ultimately, that failed when nobody seconded. Here was Commissioner Kerry Smith, who appointed Shana Alford, a registered Democrat, to that committee.
I have a meeting list, and the reason why a lot of the meetings were canceled, I believe we only had two meetings one year because we for a lack of quorum. So when we have a lack of quorum, we're not getting anything done. And that's the most important part, Commissioner Calkins. We have to have processes.
So after Calkins' motion failed, this is what he had to say.
Let the record be shown that a good qualified Republican was fired and a Democrat was replacing a Republican.
And you can hear in the background there some of the chatter and noise coming from attendees at the commission committee meeting this morning. So the drama over the Republican-Democrat in county committees not going away, apparently. Also in Santa Rosa County, Calkins will have on Thursday's agenda a proposal to name June as Pro-Life Month in Santa Rosa County. He was hoping that the commissioners would do that today. However, Commissioner Sam Parker, who was acting as the chairman in Colton Wright's absence, said it would be better procedurally to do it on Thursday as they could draft a resolution, and also it would give adequate time for people if there was any organizations or groups that wanted to speak in support or opposition to that, that they would have the opportunity to do so. 6:20 right now, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our headlines around the state of Florida and national news as well. Hour number three of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy this Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we navigate through the rising costs of energy. Friday at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy a family-friendly and free outdoor movie this weekend. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to Community Maritime Park Friday night for Movies in the Park. Pre-show activities begin at 6 with the movie Black Panther at sunset. See cityofpensacola.com for more info. Or bring your blankets and beach chairs to the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Finding Nemo begins at sunset. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a good start to your week. Happy Monday. Despite the kind of gloomy and rainy Monday we have been having, hope you're having a good Monday. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. It's 625 right now. We are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give us a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
We continue to be in a cloudy, rainy weather pattern with a chance that a thunderstorm will pop up and maybe even reach severe limits. We've seen flooding rains. The ground is saturated. We've got to watch out for flooding. Looking out for that. Some storms may be strong at times, and this high rain chance continues all the way through the week and into the weekend as well. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s, overnight lows in the 70s. Red flags are flying along area beaches as deadly rip currents are occurring. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do still have a flood watch in effect until tonight, and we do have a flood watch or flood warning in effect for South Alabama. Foley, Baldwin County is experiencing a lot of flooding because of this rain that's happened throughout the day. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do still have heavy rain going through Mobile and Saraland right now. It does look like the severe rain does kind of break up a little bit after it gets past Mobile, but still expect some rain later this evening and throughout this evening. I'm Gracie with News Radio 92.3 for your traffic and weather together.
Thank you so much. Taking a look around the state of Florida today, Governor Ron DeSantis brought his presidential campaign to the West Coast, spoke in Nevada as well as California, where he held a private fundraising breakfast in Sacramento today.
Also, insurance adjusters are still adding up the damages from Hurricane Ian in Florida. The state of, office insurance regulation is now reporting that nearly $17 billion in insured losses on close to 740,000 claims.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says he believes he can beat former President Trump for the GOP bid, but first things first.
That's going to be our focus, getting the 40,000 contributions, 200 from 20 states, and getting enough in the polling to make that stage.
And the stage he's talking about is the first Republican debate, which is scheduled for August 23rd.
And Florida law enforcement teams at the southern border say that they're having success dealing with the bad guys. To date, they have made contact with 10,000 undocumented migrants and have made over 600 arrests with charges ranging from human smuggling to a suspect in a capital murder warrant and an MS-13 gang member currently on the U.S. terror watch list. Over the weekend, Florida teams have seized over 230 pounds of drugs worth over $184,000.
Around the nation today, five people dead, dozens injured after a violent weekend here in the U.S. More than 20 people were shot. One died at a gathering near Chicago. Other shootings in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania were fatal, including in Pennsylvania, a state trooper was killed during an attack on state police barracks.
And the FBI and multiple state agencies are investigating after a dozen letters containing a suspicious white powder were sent to Kansas state officials late last week. More than 90 such letters have been reported across the state in recent days, and ABC News reports that the substance tested so far aren't considered explosive or biohazard.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker wants to create a commission to study the possibility of reparations for African Americans across the country. The senator spoke at the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice's Juneteenth ceremony today. Booker says the commission would study the impact of slavery and the discrimination African Americans are facing today.
And several parts of the country are seeing severe weather. So more severe weather is on the way for parts of the country to start the week off. More than 200,000 people in Oklahoma are in the dark after severe weather left tornado-level damage over the weekend. Meanwhile, there are heat warnings in place for Louisiana as well as Texas, where it could feel as hot as 120 degrees in some areas.
And in Pittsburgh, the sentencing phase in the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial will start next Tuesday. The jury returned guilty verdicts on all 63 charges. On Friday, Robert Bowers was convicted in the shooting deaths of 11 people in October of 2018. It's 6:30 right now. We've got the Fox News update coming up. And after that, a look at what's going on in the world of sports, entertainment, pop culture, health and science. And, of course, ending this hour on some good news as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Rescuers continue to look for a tourist vessel headed for the wreck of the Titanic that has vanished. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says the difficult search is in capable hands.
We're bringing in technical expertise to understand both the dynamics of underwater search and underwater rescue operations.
Submarine has less than 70 hours of oxygen left. President Biden talks climate change in Palo Alto, California. Biden says so-called MAGA Republicans are trying to undo the progress he claims his administration has made.
They were holding the country hostage over the debt limit, unless I would gut the climate provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act. I was determined not to let that happen.
The president announced $600 million in climate investments for California as he seeks re-election in 2024. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Can certain personality traits explain investors' risk tolerance and investment decisions? They might. Specifically, researchers have found that two personality traits, neuroticism and openness, significantly affect how investors perceive the economy, financial markets, and their likelihood to buy stocks or stock funds, with those who are less neurotic and more open tending to have a higher allocation to equities. They also found that agreeableness wasn't important when it comes to investment beliefs or decisions, since it tends to be correlated with other economic outcomes like success in negotiating wages. It's full-blown wedding season with nuptials more wired than ever, but that doesn't mean smartphones and social media are welcome. Wedding tech etiquette starts well before the actual event. Be sure to read the wedding website, which usually details everything the invite leaves out. Learn the camera rules. Last year, 45% of couples surveyed by The Knot didn't want guests using smartphones during the ceremony. The stock market is closed today. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. The Suns' trade for Bradley Beal might not make much sense from a team-building perspective. Beal's an outstanding perimeter scorer on a team that already has Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. The Suns' bigger problem seems to be matching the Denver Nuggets' size. But the Suns had to try something. They don't have a lot of options. Durant is 34. It's now or never. They don't have time to build a team the right way. They need to take a risk, and Beal seems like the highest upside risk out there. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Privacy policy in terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Hey guys, you hear that? That's the sound of you doing nothing about your hair loss. And the longer you let this go, the worse your hair loss will get. What are you waiting for? Right now is the time to take action. And Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. You heard that right. You can get your real hair back permanently. All you have to do is send them a text, and they'll send you an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card. So text the word FULL to 200-300 right now, and let Bosley show you for free just how good your hair could look. Bosley has been giving men their hair back permanently for nearly 50 years. These guys are stone-cold experts, way ahead of the curve with the latest hair restoration technology. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. You are going to love what they'll do for your hair. So don't wait another day. Text FULL to 200-300 right now for your free information kit and a $250 off gift card. Text the word FULL to 200-300. Text FULL to 200-300 now.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future. And the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number 749.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WinGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
La la la.
yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great start to your week despite the rain that we have already received throughout the day and possible rain this afternoon. Well, we're going to get a quick look at the traffic and weather before we get to what's going on in sports this evening and over the weekend. But we're looking great on the roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are still seeing some light rain throughout the area. That's going to include north of Pensacola, so Century, Atmore, Brewitt, all kind of down 29 until you get to about I-10 is seeing some rain right now, and then we are still seeing some severe weather heading through Daphne that is moving kind of southeast towards Pensacola, so expect some rain throughout the rest of this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
And taking a look at the world of sports right now, fairly light schedule in Major League Baseball tonight, a travel day for a lot of teams. Both the Braves and the Rays are off today. Right now, the Marlins lead the Blue Jays 3-0 in the top of the fourth. On ESPN Plus right now, the Royals leading the Tigers 3-0, the Cubs over the Pirates 3-0, and the Reds continuing their hot streak, leading the Rockies 2-0. In the bottom of the second inning. Earlier, the Cardinals beat the Nationals 8-6. College baseball, the College World Series, really getting into high gear now. Earlier today, Tennessee in an elimination game beat 8th-ranked Stanford 6-4. And right now on ESPN in the top of the third, top-seeded Wake Forest and 5th-seeded LSU are scoreless. This game is not an elimination game, as both teams have won every game so far in Omaha. So the winner will advance to the winner's bracket, and then the loser would play Tennessee to see who will advance and who will go home. Elsewhere in the sports news, the NBA has a big week, as it's the NBA draft week. That'll be Thursday in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. The San Antonio Spurs will select French superstar Wembanyama. Also in the top three, Alabama's Brandon Miller and Scoot Henderson from the G League Ignites, expected to round out the top three there. Draymond Green, his player option of $27.5 million, he will now enter free agency. He can continue talking with the Warriors about a new long-term deal, or he can just go the free agent route, play for anybody he wants, and he can also explore sign-and-trade deals as well. So that's a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science notes. The SEC and Binance are agreeing to avoid a full freeze of the platform and keep American customer assets in the U.S., This is an ongoing lawsuit filed by the SEC accuses the company of conducting an illegal securities exchange. According to the consent order, Binance's platform will remain protected in the U.S. and won't move offshore.
Also, hackers are threatening to leak 80 gigabytes of confidential data from Reddit. The Black Cat ransomware gang claims that they stole the information during a breach in February, according to a post on the dark web reviewed by CNN. The post says that they demand $4.5 million in exchange with them deleting the data, but have received no response.
More than 6 in 10 U.S. employers like the four-day work week, according to Resume Builder. Nearly 1,000 employers polled found that 20% already have a four-day work week, and another 41% say they plan to implement it, at least on a trial basis. If the four-day work week ever becomes standard, it would be the biggest change to the nation's work schedule since 1926, when automaker Henry Ford adopted the five-day work week.
And soldiers who pass the old U.S. Navy body fat test may fail the new one. Many have criticized the old tape test that measures a man around the neck and abdomen and women around the neck, waist, and hips as outdated and inaccurate. Well, now all soldiers of any gender will be taped around the navel to calculate their body fat.
And scientists continuing to look into signs of intelligent life anywhere. Mm-hmm. And one of the building blocks of life was discovered 700 million miles away on Saturn's moon. Scientists from the Southwest Region Research Institute, rather, are calling this a major step forward in the search for extraterrestrial beings. Here's Chris Gline.
It has the conditions of the right stuff. So it has liquid water available. It has energy that life could use.
Oh, very interesting there. So phosphorus was found in ice samples taken from the moon's ocean. The chemical element is essential for the creation of DNA. So he says the next step is going back to that moon and to see if the habitable ocean is actually inhabited.
Well, in a new poll suggests that parents should take their child's stomach pain more seriously. According to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital, parents do not seek doctor's advice when stomach complaints become regular. Pediatricians say that stomach pain can be a sign of important emotional health concerns, and parents should give their child a safe place to express their feelings.
Although this Juneteenth is the last day to see the Emancipation Proclamation document in person at the National Archives for a while, the museum says it will soon be on permanent display. Plans are in the works to have the Emancipation Proclamation exhibited along with the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Curators are now working on the best ways to ensure the document is preserved and maintained for visitors to see year-round.
And the 27-year-old New Jersey man has been charged with assault for allegedly throwing a cell phone at Bebe Rexha during her show in New York City. The video from the incident, Pier 17, shows the cell phone being chucked across the crowd and hitting the 33-year-old I'm Good singer in the face before she falls to her knees. She did give an update on her Instagram today.
Yes, and that Instagram update went like this.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Love it. I also didn't realize until I looked it up a little bit later, she has a black eye from it, from the cell phone hitting her.
I would think so. Especially if it was like an iPhone Pro Max or one of the, you know, Samsung things, you know.
It's pretty dark, though. I was like, oh, gosh.
Texter says, have you ever noticed that when we look for intelligent life, all of the telescopes are pointed away from Earth? Makes you think. It's true.
That is true.
I think that the moon on Saturn is precisely where the aliens in Las Vegas came from.
Yeah, I think that's where
I think that's where the signs are pointing. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going with. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry in the news again. Mm-hmm. Apparently because they are not fulfilling their obligations when it comes to their podcast. So a couple of different fronts here. The first is that Meghan allegedly faked interviews on her podcast, Archetypes. Pod News said the show's interviews were done by Markle's staff and the audio of her voice asking questions were edited in later. The podcast was a part of Archwell Media, which she and Harry own. Also, they recently decided, and I say that kind of rolling my eyes, I don't know that they decided to part ways with Spotify after reportedly not producing enough podcasts to earn their $20 million contracts. We were going to talk about this story on Friday, but of course the weather situation, you know, we spent Friday just heavily invested on that. But the report on Friday was that there was a mutual agreement between Spotify and Meghan and Harry to, you know, stop doing podcasts on Spotify anymore. And my initial thought was, Michael Scott, when Jan broke up with him, saying that, well, it was mutual, and him saying, well, when people say it's mutual, it never is, but this one was. It wasn't mutual. Spotify said, hey, Harry and Meghan, we're paying you $20 million to produce more than the 16 podcasts that you've given us, and they're like, we need more, and Harry and Mary said, yeah, we'll get to it when we get to it, and they said, all right, you know what? This isn't working for us.
Yeah, and I listened to like a pop culture podcast, uh-huh, and they talked about this on Friday, and I guess when they gave the $20 million contract, they kind of were doing that for a bunch of podcasts. Like Spotify was really trying to like make it a podcast platform.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan,
right,
all them. So I feel like they're like, okay, well, we kind of are getting what we want out of podcasts and you guys are not doing anything for us. So why are we going to give you $20 million for nothing?
Exactly. No, absolutely. 647. Let's get a quick check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, our roads are looking great right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We're looking good on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We do still have a flood watch in effect until later this afternoon, and a flood warning for Baldwin County. A lot of roads in Foley and South Alabama are seeing a lot of water on their roads. So just keep that in mind if you're heading towards that area. We are looking good right now throughout throughout Pensacola. Rain-wise for weather, we do still have light rain throughout Pensacola. We may be seeing some heavier rain coming later this evening. But as Joe was kind of mentioning earlier, there was a big, you know, cell of severe weather making its way towards Mobile, and it kind of has broken up and it started to move a little bit more southbound and not really towards Pensacola. So it's heading towards the coast, but we are still seeing some rain because of it. But just keep that in mind for later this evening. If you see anything else on the roads or weather, always feel free to call in 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. As we finish out here, this last segment here, looking at some more pop culture stuff here. Texter wanted to know on the cell phone. That was BB Rexha, who she's the one who sings the I'm good and I feel all right. That song.
And she has a song. I know her because she sings a song with Florida Georgia Line.
I think my Siri or Alexa's going off I requested the song.
BB Rexha sounds like Alexa.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what it is. She posted on Instagram that she was feeling all right and good and was going to have a good time tonight. So that's what she had to say.
With her black eye.
That's right. Let's take a quick break here. 6:50. We'll step aside just for a moment, come back. Wacky, weird headlines to wrap up a Monday and some good news. We'll actually get to good news this hour, including one gift that was probably much more than what most of us got. And I mean that sincerely, because wait till you hear this story. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Dave Ramsey here. For years, we've been steering people better financial road. When it comes to your car, I want to steer you toward better auto service. And that's Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is a staple in the community with a strong reputation earned by years of great service. From routine maintenance like an oil change to diagnosing a problem when your dash lights come on, you can trust Bobby Likas Auto Service to give the best car care at a fair price. And if you're driving a luxury vehicle you think needs to be serviced by the dealers across a state line, stop! There's no need to make a trip to Mobile to service your vehicle. Bobby Likas Auto Service is authorized to perform the required services that maintain your factory warranty. So save time and money. Take it to one of the most trusted auto repair shops around. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway or online at carclinicservice.com, carclinicservice.com.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp!
Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3 wrapping things up here on a Monday. Hope your work week got off to a great start. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate here this evening, so that's good. Certainly a welcome change from what we've had, you know. And, you know, it's just the same weather pattern that we're seeing last week, and it's going to continue through the weekend. So some days we'll kind of get lucky and, you know, like today, it was really Mobile and Southern Alabama that got hit pretty hard. No tornado. Well, there was a tornado warning earlier this afternoon, but that was allowed to expire. But a lot of flooding, the concern mainly in Southern Alabama. So, you know, it's just going to continue on for several days here. And we just hope that we continue to, you know, recover and allow for Mother Nature to do its thing and then get out of here. But by the way, National Hurricane Center upgrading the disturbance of the Gulf, or not the Gulf, the Atlantic Ocean to Tropical Storm Brett now. So keep an eye on that. Expected to reach hurricane status before weakening to a tropical storm. Right now, the cone of uncertainty has it making landfall in the Dominican Republic right now. Movies. The Flash, winner at the weekend box office. Despite a disappointing performance, the DC film made $55 million, lower than the expected $70 million. Also, Pixar's Elemental stumbled into second with $29.5 million. They were expected to bring in $35 million.
Also, the first trailer for the upcoming film, Craven,
I believe it's Craven.
Craven the Hunter has been released. The film stars Aaron Taylor Johnson as the lead role, a longtime villain of Spider-Man in all sorts of media. And they'll go toe-to-toe with another famous Spider-Man villain, the Rhino. So the movie is going to hit theaters on October 6th.
And looking at some wacky, weird headlines today, restaurant servers coming clean about the weirdest requests they've ever gotten from customers. And here are some of the top responses. One woman didn't like her salad because it was cold. It was a grilled chicken salad. So they cooked more chicken and she sent it back again because the salad itself was still cold. Turns out that she wouldn't eat it until they microwaved the lettuce.
I do not like that.
A couple didn't want their empty plates bust yet until one of the guys could lick them first. A woman wanted bone-in wings but asked if the chef could remove all the bones for her. I believe they have boneless wings for just that occasion. And a guy said he couldn't have anything that had been ground up. He didn't like food that had been made small at one point. I don't
so
know what
weird.
That's about.
Yeah, that is so weird. I can't work in a restaurant. I don't know if I'd be able to work in a restaurant just for things
putting
like
up with that.
Yeah. I wouldn't
I'm
like
with you
it.
There.
Well, kind of a sad story for a fishing crew in North Carolina, yeah. I think. Well, a fishing crew in North Carolina being denied after $3.5 million for their tournament prize. After they got a massive marlin that they reeled in was disqualified. Officials at the Blue Rock Blue Marlin Tournament says that the 619-pound fish was disallowed because it looked like it was mutilated by sharks. Another crew ended up winning the tournament, and they landed a 484-pound blue marlin.
I wonder how heavy the marlin was before it was mutilated then.
Yeah.
And also, I don't really know. Somebody wants to text us, and you know, if you're a professional angler out there and want to know why it would be disallowed because sharks got to it, I mean, the fishermen don't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
So I don't.
And they still
I don't know.
Reeled it in. Like that's yeah. Got to be a hard thing to reel in. I saw a picture of them. They're all smiling with the fish. It's like a big crew of them. Huh. I'm like, ugh.
A guy in St. Louis pulled a staple gun on a grocery store manager, stole only one small bag of dog food, and his getaway ride was a bike. He was arrested within minutes and is now facing between 10 and 30 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness. Well, another weird one. A police at a gas station employee got his friend to rob the store so he could leave early. A guy texted his friend and told her to find someone to rob the place. So she did. She recruited another friend who showed up with a note that said, "Give me all your money or I'll shoot you." He left with a bunch of cash, but cops tracked him down and arrested him 3 days later. He then rattled it out of the two of them. They arrested them both, found text messages off her phone saying that they were asked to rob it.
Texter says it's easier to reel in if injured, which, I mean, makes sense. You know, you take away the fish's energy or will to survive if perhaps it's already dead, then... You know, I guess that's part of the challenge there. So yeah. That makes sense. This one's just funny. I thought it was hilarious. A weather enthusiast in Waco, Texas went viral after filming himself doing a live report from his backyard. This is what happened as soon as he got outside and started recording.
Recording live in the backyard.
I love that reaction. I love it. And the most meaningful Father's Day gift was probably what Abel Pineda gave to his dad, Manuel. Manuel needed a liver transplant but was way down on the list, so his son Abel, the mayor of San Pablo, California, lost 50 pounds in 3 months and donated the right lobe of his liver to save his dad's life. Such an awesome story to wrap up. A Monday here. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow with another look at everything going on in your world. 7 o'clock now. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.